Welcome to Heidelberg Meditations on this Monday of the 49th week in the year of our Lord 2022, as we begin our consideration of Heidelberg Catechism, question and answer 124. Having looked to the holy name of God our Father, and how we are to live our lives in honor of Him as kingdom people, and how we seek first the kingdom of God as we await the fulfillment of its coming at the return of our Lord Jesus Christ, we now turn to the next request found in the prayer our Savior has taught us, and ask in Heidelberg Catechism, question 124, what is the third petition? We answer, Thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. That is, grant that we and all men renounce our own will, and without gainsaying obey your will, which alone is good, so that everyone may fulfill his office and calling as willingly and faithfully as the angels do in heaven. One of the most popular questions asked by believers is, what is the will of God? Whether in a general sense, as we look to our lives on this earth, or a specific sense, in any given situation, many Christians obsess over the will of God, and desire above all to ensure that they are, quote, in His will, unquote, for fear of missing out on a blessing or some such thing. But as we offer our prayer in accordance with the teachings of Jesus, we find something slightly different at work. Generally, our desire to decipher God's will is less an attempt to truly know the mind of the Lord than it is to hope that He will rubber stamp the plans we already have, or the plans we want. But the first thing we confess in praying this petition is that we are to renounce or give up our own will. This is what Jesus prayed specifically in the Garden of Gethsemane as He prepared to endure the agony of the crucifixion. As recorded in Matthew 26, verse 39, and going a little farther, He fell on His face and prayed, saying, My Father, if it be possible, let this cup pass from me. Nevertheless, not as I will, but as you will. Earlier in Matthew, it was Peter who was trying to exert his will in order to keep Jesus safe from his impending death, as he had just foretold it. Matthew 16, verse 22 and 23, Then Peter took him aside and began to rebuke him, saying, Far be it from you, Lord, this shall never happen to you. But Jesus turned and said to Peter, Get behind me, Satan, you are a hindrance to me, for you are not setting your mind on the things of God, but on the things of man. Jesus was crystal clear. It was the will of God for things to move forward the way they were. It was the will of God for Jesus to ultimately go to Jerusalem. It was the will of God for Jesus to be tried and executed. It was the will of God for Jesus to be resurrected from the dead, to bring about the fullness of the gospel message. And for Peter to try and exert his own will, even with the best of intentions, even with his desire to potentially save Jesus from the cross, was the work of the devil. When we pray, Thy will be done, we are tacitly admitting that God's ways are higher than our ways, that His thoughts are higher than our thoughts, and that His thoughts and His ways are always best. As James informs us in James 4, verses 13 through 15, Come now, you who say, Today or tomorrow we will go into such and such a town, and spend a year there, and trade, and make a profit, yet you do not know what tomorrow will bring. What is your life? For you are a mist that appears for a little time, and then vanishes. Instead, you ought to say, If the Lord wills, we will live and do this or that. Thus, in renouncing our own will, as we pray the third petition of the Lord's Prayer, we find that it is indeed God's will that is done. As we renounce our own will, we can pray as Jesus prayed, and we can live as James tells us, If the Lord wills, we will do this, we will do that. And in renouncing our own will, as we pray this third petition of the Lord's Prayer, we can rejoice with the psalmist and say in Psalm, who says in Psalm 40, verse 8, I delight to do your will, O my God, that God alone might be glorified in our midst. Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen.